Brothers and sisters, listen now for a word from God through the book of Exodus, chapter 3. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, and an angel of the Lord appeared to Moses in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. God called to him out of the bush, "Moses, Moses," and Moses said, "Here I am." God said, "I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry. I know their suffering. I have come down to deliver them. So come, and I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "If I come to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of our ancestors has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" God said to Moses, "This is my name. I am who I am." God said further, "Thus you shall say to the Israelites, 'I am has sent me.'" People, will you pray with me? Loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable as we pray and sing and try to be your people in the world. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. She loved corn on the cob. Loved it. She had a little system how she would eat it. She would eat one row across and one row down. And one row across. And one row down, and one row across, and one row down. She ate three cobs of corn. Three of them. And she was about to reach for her fourth cob, and her father said, "No, you have had enough, Missy." And she started to cry. She was only 8 years old, and she wanted one more cob of corn. But he said, "Stop crying. You have had enough." But she couldn't stop crying. Stop those tears. And his anger got the best of him, and he hit her in the back of the head, and the corn went everywhere, all over the table, all over the floor. And she got that faraway look in her eye. Do you know that look? That sort of hiding in plain sight kind of look. And she started to pray. And she called God by name, "Corn collector, mender of the broken heart, come if you can." And God said, "I am." He got a call from one of his past partners, and the news was not good. And so he went straight down to the clinic, and they took the blood out of him, and they said it would take a half hour to get the results. But it took an hour and a half, and he was scared. And his blood pressure rising, sitting in that waiting room, and what if a colleague of mine sees me, or what if a friend catches me here, and what if I'm positive, and what if I'm positive, and what is going to happen if I am positive? And he got that far away look in his eye, and he prayed to God. And he called God by name, calmer of every storm, great physician, hands that are unafraid to touch the sick and the despised, come if you can. God said, "I am." You remember the story, don't you, about Joseph? How his brothers took him out into the wilderness and stripped him and beat him, took away that colored coat he had. And then do you know what they do? They took Joseph and they sold him into slavery. These Egyptians were walking by and they sold him for 20 shekels. But God was with Joseph. And Joseph prospered in Egypt, so much so that his whole family came to join him. Imagine that. And he welcomed them. And they multiplied there in Egypt. And then another Pharaoh came into power and he said, "These Israelites are getting a little too big for their britches. We should subdue them. We should set taskmasters over them. We should make their lives bitter with oppression." And Israel got that faraway look in her eye, tried to hide in plain sight, and prayed to God, "Comforter, liberator, emancipator, come if you can." They cried out like that in the South, do you remember? Backs bent over. A woman would have a baby one day and have to go back in the fields the next, and getting bought and sold and bought and sold, and people looking at your teeth. Don't you think they cried out, "Comforter, liberator, emancipator, come if you can"? And they are still crying out today. Right? The migrant workers in the fields back, bent over, picking your strawberries, my strawberries, rashes up to their elbows because of the pesticides, calling out to God, "Comforter, liberator, emancipator, justice who rolls down like water, come if you can." God always says, "I am." Now, Moses was out tending those sheep, and he saw a bush that was burning, but it wasn't being consumed. And God's voice came out of that bush and said, "Moses, Moses," and Moses said, "Here I am." God said, "I have heard my people crying. I have heard them calling out. I have heard them calling me by name. Moses, you go to Pharaoh and say, 'Let my people go.'" Moses said, "Who shall I say is sending me? What is your name?" And God said, "I am who I am. I will be who I will be. I am the great I am. I am the corn collector." Right? "I am the mender of hearts. I am the hands that are laid on the sick and the despised. I am the great I am. I am liberation. I am emancipation. I am the original freedom rider. I am who I am. Tell them I am has sent you." Friends, this is the good news of the gospel. This is our God, the great I am, the one who will be what God will be. But there is more good news to be had here. This is always the way with God. Do you remember that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth? Do you remember God created the water and the earth and every creeping thing? And then God created you. In God's very image, God created you, male and female. In God's very image, you have the great I am inside of you. Created in God's image and good. All of you, corn collectors, right? All of you, heart menders, right? All of you, hands to place on the sick. All of you, liberators, all of you emancipators, all of you justice that rolls down like a mighty stream. this is very good. All of you people with the great I am tucked inside. Stand up with Moses and say, here I am. Friends, this is good news. Say amen.